Amen. Amen. Look at John 3:16. This is out of the Passion Translation. And it reads, "For this is how much God loved the world." We're entering into that season. "He gave his one and only unique son as a gift. So now everyone who believes in him will never perish, but experience everlasting life. God did not send his son into the world to judge and condemn the world, but to be its savior and to rescue it." This is an interesting, for me, this is a very interesting season of the year where we roll from Thanksgiving into Christmas and finish up with New Year. And we just finished celebrating Thanksgiving. And when I think about Thanksgiving, I think about the original intent of the pilgrims. They just wanted to give thanks to God for bringing them through. Almost half of them died that first year in the quote-unquote New World. But despite all of their hardships, the tragedies, and even the assistance they received from the Native Americans that were there, they realized that it was God that had kept them. So they had a three-day celebration of Thanksgiving. To them, even though they had this natural health, they believed in Psalm 121. King James Version says, "I will lift up mine eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth." The Message Bible says, "I look to the mountains. Does my strength come from the mountains?" No. My strength comes from God who made heaven and earth and mountains. That's what they did. They didn't watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It wasn't about the food or the company. It certainly wasn't about all the football games you spend what time watching on while you're giving thanks. But somehow over the years, we've kind of lost sight of really giving thanks. We've limited it to maybe 3 minutes at the table. Okay, everybody quickly say one thing you're thankful for. Oh, I'm thankful for this turkey. I'm thankful for the sweet potato pie. I'm thankful. We've gotten things a little out of focus. There's nothing wrong with turkey and sweet potato pie. I can attest to that. But we lost sight of what the holiday really means. I know you were probably wondering, why am I talking about Thanksgiving? I said we're going to talk about Christmas. We're working our way there. But now that Thanksgiving has ended, we've set our sights on Christmas. Because this is when we actually get that 70-inch TV that you've waited online on Black Friday to purchase. You know, and the new gaming systems and all those things. It's finally, we're happy that Santa Claus made it and brought all those things to your house. But that's not what Christmas is about. Christmas is about the birth of our Savior, the Lord Jesus. Period. And I want us to understand a little bit better just what was provided when Jesus was born on that day. There were multiple births that occurred. See, because of Adam and Eve's sin, mankind was cursed and the earth was cursed. God said in Genesis 3, verse 16 and 19, "Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy shalt desire to be thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread till thou return it to the ground, for out of it wert thou taken, for dust thou art, and dust thou shalt and unto dust thou shalt return." So sin, not trusting God, going after things on your own, that cost mankind everything. God had a Christmas miracle planned. In Genesis 3:15, he gave his plan. He said, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And God gave an overview of what he said. And you can find that in Isaiah 9, verse 6 and 7. For you could say, because of what Adam and Eve did, now unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. God even told us in Isaiah 53 what this gift would do. He said, he's the one who carried our sicknesses and endured the torment of our sufferings. We viewed him as one who was being punished for something he himself had done, as one who was struck down by God and brought low. But it was because of our rebellious deeds that he was pierced, and because of our sins that he was crushed. He endured the punishment that made us completely whole, and in his wounding we found our healing. So the one to be born was going to bring some things with him. Because of what happened in the Garden of Eden, now mankind needs a savior. Mankind needed to be reconciled with God. Mankind needed a way to regain his dominion and authority over the earth. Mankind needed to be free of Satan's influence and the bondage of sin. Mankind needed to be whole. Mankind needed to be prosperous. Because mankind had all of those things, but because mankind couldn't control himself and herself, lost them. So here's the deal. Luke 2. In those days it occurred that a decree went out from the Caesar Augustus that the whole Roman Empire should be registered. Joseph went, verse 4, and Joseph also went up to Galilee from the town of Nazareth to Judea in the town of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of the family of David, to be entrolled with Mary, his espoused wife, who was about to become a mother. And while they were there, the time came for her to deliver. And she gave birth to her firstborn, and she wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger, because there was no room or place for them at the inn. And in that vicinity, there were shepherds living out under the open sky in the field, watching in shifts over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord flashed and shone all about them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news, which is of great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the town of David a Savior, who is Christ the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you by which you will recognize him. You will find, after searching, a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Then suddenly there appeared with the angel an army of troops of heaven, a heavenly knighthood, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill, with whom he is well pleased, men of goodwill of his favor. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. So they went with haste, and by searching found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known what had been told them concerning this child. See, the gift, Jesus the Christ, whom we did nothing to deserve, was now present on the earth. And his presence provided what mankind needed. The Savior mankind needed was born, so now mankind could be reconciled to God. That's what it tells us in Romans 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God is raising from the dead, thou shalt be saved. In Ephesians 2, it says, but God, verse 4, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, for by grace ye are saved, and he hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. A new beginning was born that night. A new beginning for mankind. Look at 2 Corinthians 5. This is the Passion Translation. Now, if anyone is enfolded into Christ, he has become an entirely new creation. All that is related to the old order has vanished. Behold, everything is fresh and new. So all the sin that was on, that was attached to mankind because of Adam and Eve's transgression was wiped clean. As if it never happened. Something else was born that night. The church was born. In Matthew 16, beginning with verse 16, Jesus was walking. He asked his disciples a question. He said, who do men say I am? And people gave all of the wrong answers. But then verse 16, and Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said to him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it to thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, or you could say upon this revelation, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So that that night, the church was born. If Jesus wasn't born, guess what's not, what doesn't grow up? The church. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. That just means whatever's happening in heaven can be happening, you can make happen in the earth. Whatever's bound in heaven, you can bind it on earth. Or I should say, we can bind it on earth. So if we think that the enemy is running rampant among the earth, it's our fault. Because, well, I'll get to that in a minute. Tell you why it's our fault. Mankind's ability to regain his dominance and authority over the earth was born. We couldn't do it before. We were originally given dominion, we gave it away. Now, because Christ was born, we get it back. Man's ability to be free of Satan's influence and bondage of sin was born. Remember I said I'd get back to it in a minute? Our ability to regain dominion and authority over the earth was born. We can't blame Satan for anything anymore. Our ability to be free of his influence and the bondage of sin that he wants us wrapped up in and entangled in, we can't use that excuse anymore. We've been given authority over that. We've been given back our authority over that. One of my favorite verses is Luke 10:19. When Jesus said, behold, I give you power to tread on snakes and scorpions, physical and mental strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall by any means harm you. Nothing. I kind of combined the King James and the Amplified version. So we can't say, like the late Flip Wilson used to say, the devil made me do it. Devil can't make you do nothing anymore. Why? Because our Savior was born. Glory to God. 1 John 3:8. It's another reason why we can't complain about what the devil's doing. But he who commits sin, who practices evil doing, is of the devil, takes his character from the evil one, for the devil has sinned, violated divine law from the beginning. Listen to this part, folks. The reason the Son of God was made manifest, that means visible, was to undo, destroy, loosen, and dissolve the works the devil has done. The Phillips translation of that same scripture says, the man who lives a consistently good life is a good man, as surely as God is good. But the man whose life is habitually sinful is spiritually a son of the devil. Whoa. For the devil is behind all sin, as he always has been. Now, the Son of God came to earth with the express purpose of liquidating the devil's activities. Now, liquidating means convert into cash. It means to settle or pay a debt. It means to get rid of, especially by killing, and to break up or do away with. On that night, the night that Christ was born, our ability, or I should say, the debt that we owed for sin, the hold the devil had on us, was all broken away. Was all broken away. The power that we needed over everything that the devil has was born. I should have waited, because now it's at Luke 10:19 in the scriptures. And this is the Amplified Classic. I read it again. Behold, I have given you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions, and physical and mental strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you. That power, that authority was born when Christ came out of the womb. That came along with him. There isn't anything we can't say the devil got into me. Okay, if the devil is into you, he didn't get in, you let him in. You opened up, said, okay, devil, come on in. Because he can't do it against your will, you have authority over him. So you have to let him. You think about that. Because the power to stop him was born that holy night. You know what else was born? Prosperity was born. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by who? Christ Jesus. And for all of you folks that think you can't do it, forgiveness was born. Ephesians 4, 31 and 32 in the Message Bible says, make a clean break with all cutting, backbiting, profane talk. Be gentle with one another, sensitive. Now listen to this, folks. Listen carefully. Forgive one another as quickly and thoroughly as God in Christ forgave you. As quickly and thoroughly as God forgave us, we're supposed to forgive others. The ability or the power to do that was born that silent night. First Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory throughout our Lord, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Victory was born. See, we thought it was just a little baby. We loved the little baby, woo, 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 little baby. And ain't that? Look at what that they came with that little baby. That's what we need to focus on. Those gifts, If you want to call him presence, you can call him presence. But his presence did more for us than receiving any presence. And we need to understand that. See, we sing Christmas carols, and I have nothing against Christmas carols, Christmas songs. I love them. I really do. But we need to understand it's more than just the songs that we only sing once a year, one time during the year. It's everything else. Or I should say, what came with it. It's the whole package that came. Wasn't just the baby was born, oh hum, that's it, we're finished. Oh no. More than just the baby was born. Our ability to live the life humans were created to live was born, was reborn. We need to think about it and have a greater understanding of just what this season means. You start out giving thanks, and you ended giving honor, and you dedicate a new year to him, all in those 2 months. We have to change the way we think about this holiday, because like I said, it's more than yippee, I'm getting presents. Everybody has a Christmas list. There's nothing wrong with that. But we need to understand just what are we really celebrating? Or I should say what we're truly celebrating. It wasn't just the birth of the baby. That was key. That was critical. But all the rest that came with it is also key. And it's critical to our success because that child made it possible for us to live like the children of God we were created to be. And we have to stop getting away from that and start embracing that because that's the real reason for the season. It's one of the sayings we put up on a marquee every now and then, Jesus is the reason for the season. But there's one thing we need to understand about Jesus and about Christmas. It's always in season. Like the song says, he is the gift that keeps on giving. Eternal life, prosperity, health, wisdom, strength, power, understanding. Everything that we need to live the way God originally intended was born with Christ on Christmas Day. Everything. I was waiting for the train's agreement. Now, because Christ was born, mankind has a savior. Now, mankind can be reconciled to God. Mankind can now regain his dominion and authority over the earth. Mankind can now be free of Satan's influence and the bondage of sin. Mankind is free from the bondage of sin and Satan's influence. As I said a few moments ago, the devil is no longer our excuse. He's been defeated because our victory was born that day. Or I should say that evening. Get excited about the presence under the tree, but be more excited about his presence on the earth. Because of his presence on the earth, we have everything we need to live victoriously as children of the Most High God. Because of his presence, we can stand in victory. Because of his presence, we stand healthy, wealthy, wise. we again have the dominion that was given to us when God said, let them have dominion. We have it now. So when we think about what's going on in the world, the reason it's going on is because we're not acting like there were multiple births. We're waiting for something that's already been given to us. You don't have to wait for wisdom to receive wisdom. God said, if you lack wisdom, ask me and I'll give it to you liberally. He didn't say in a little while, in 3 years, come back tomorrow. He said, ask, I'll give it to you liberally. Why can he do that? How can he do that? Because Christ was born, we now had the ability to be reconciled to God. So he's our Father. We have access to him. We don't have to make an appointment. We can just say, Father, Dad. The peace that passes all understanding was birthed. So if we understand all that Christmas means to us, we'll never get stressed out about anything. Because the Prince of Peace was born. And Jesus said, my peace I leave with thee. The same peace that he had, the same peace that allowed him to go through everything he had to go through on our behalf, he left with us. Eternal life was birthed that night. Eternal life was birthed. We get to spend eternity with God. Why? Because of the night when Christ was born. So what does all this mean? Pastor Greg is not saying, don't enjoy the Christmas holiday. Pastor Greg is saying, think about all that it means. It's much more than much more than opening up a gift box. It's much more than opening the door and seeing you got a new car in your driveway. I mean, that would be nice, but it's much more than that. I can see some of you going, yeah, it would be nice. But think about this. If that's what you need, because of Christ was born, my God will supply all your need. Because he's going to supply it through Christ. If Christ isn't born, there's no channel for God to get provisions to you. So I just want you to think about those things as you go about your holiday activities. Stop and think for a moment. Stop and meditate on what it really means. This, in the natural, in the world, is a rough time for some people who have, their loved ones may have gone to heaven. This may be their first time. This is their first holiday season with that person not in their lives. And pray for them. Pray for their peace and their joy. And if you know someone, ask God what you should do. Because just like Jesus, it came as he was a gift from God, we too are gifts from God. And we need to ask God, okay, God, who gets this gift? Because we want everyone to have that same peace that passes all understanding. We want to have that same joy that floods their soul. When we sing joy to the world, we want them to be able to sing it along with us and feel it the same way. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Joy to the world, joy to me, the Lord has come. I've received him as my King. That's the way we want to look at it. Jesus is truly the gift that keeps on giving. And like I said, unlike all the other holidays, Jesus is never out of season. Never. Thank God for his birth. And thank God for all the other things that were birthed with him. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Thank you for just a simple and concise message. Just reminding us of what the season is all about and giving it another dimension for us to ponder. Giving us additional information as to how we should look at this season. And then adjusting our activities, our attitudes, our thoughts accordingly. Because we understand that more than Jesus was just born. But everything that we needed to stand strong in the face of anything was also birthed that night. And when we receive Jesus Christ as our own personal Savior and allow him to be Lord of our life, the benefit of all that was born lives through us. Thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit revealing the revelation of this message to everyone that hears it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I hope that ministered to you this evening. You can go back and listen to it again. Because I know with me, sometimes I'll hear a speaker say something and I'll be thinking about that. Next thing I know, he's been speaking another 10, 15 minutes and I have to go back to get that part that I missed. We don't want you to miss any of this. Before I let you go, real quick, while all of those things I talked about was birth, we still have to do something to get them. We have to receive Jesus Christ. We have to allow him to come and live in our hearts. And it's more than just eternal life. While that's a biggie. But your ability to walk this earth victoriously is dependent on you walking this earth victoriously with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords living within your heart. And God made it very easy. He said, if you confess your sins, I'll be faithful and just to forgive you your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And he said, if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So we just make a confession, admitting to Jesus that we sinned, and we're sorry about that, and thanking him for his forgiveness of those sins, and inviting him to come and live in our heart. And why don't you just say this after me? It won't take long. Father God, I thank you that you so loved me that you sent Jesus to come to this earth and bring with him everything that I need to live right with you again. Jesus, I was a sinner. I'm not sinning anymore because today I turn from my past ways because I believe you are the Christ. And I ask you to come and live in my heart. Make something new of me. I believe you died for me. You hung on the cross in my place. You went to hell in my place also. But after 3 days in hell, I believe you were raised from the dead. And I now commit my life to serving you. And I thank you for receiving me. Folks, it's that simple. You confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. You believe in your heart God raised him from the dead. The Bible says, God says, Jesus says, you're saved. Now, if that's you, you probably wonder, okay, I said it, what's next? Very simple. Contact us. There are three ways to do it. It's there right on the screen, by phone, by mail, by email. contact us, say, I did that confession with Pastor Greg. I'm saved. I want to know what to do next. We have free information that we will send to you. We'll just send it to you. You ask, we'll send. And if you have any questions about what I shared tonight or any questions about your new life in Christ, use the same contact information. You contact us, we will respond to you. That's a promise.